James and Brother Adam for the prayer. Thank you for Union Church for the opportunity to, one, have been able to worship with you for quite some time now, and for this opportunity this evening. During the all of the hustle here and getting everything ready, I thought how much of a blessing this has been, and when times when we couldn't go to the house of the Lord, go to the actual building, and now we've been doing it for quite a while, and I thought it's kind of a, makes it hard to prepare sometimes. Whenever I'm going or driving to the building, I know we're headed there and we got to do, but when you're sitting in the comfort of your own home, it's hard to flip that switch. But I appreciate the prayer and I beg an interest in your prayers this evening. I want to go out of the 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. Subject that's been on my mind is wisdom. And, how we need wisdom in this world today. You can look in the world and see just what happens whenever there's a lack of wisdom, spiritual discernment, no thoughts of God. And while we've seen that for quite some time, we get into the mindset that this could never, that's the world, this is the church, and it won't affect it, but it won't affect it with the Lord's help and our steadfastness, if you will. Second chapter starts, and brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. This last Sunday at my home church there in Stratton, I tried to speak on practice and order of the church and the things that we do and why we do them. And one of them was preaching, and I went here to this place. And we look, and why don't we send men to seminaries, or why don't we do? Well, here I believe it tells us that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I tell you, when the Lord blesses a man to preach the gospel, a man, all you think, how would you have done it? How would you have delivered the message of salvation to your people? Well, maybe I'd send an angel. You know, the Lord sent angels for messages, but no, he's chose sinful men. That way, when we see the Spirit of God land upon them in power and demonstration, we know that it can only come from God. Then he says in verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And then it tells us, I'm trying not to read the whole chapter, but it looks like I am. For what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So it's saying there's these things. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man these things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us, how? By his Spirit. What a blessing and a privilege that is. Oh, a lot of time, I've actually quoted that verse, not going on, like saying, well, I hadn't seen this. We don't even know what God has prepared for them that loved him. But I tell you, here it tells us that in part the Spirit hath revealed it unto us. Then he says in verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Then in the last phrase of this chapter it says, but we have the mind of Christ. And I believe that is that Spirit of God that this chapter has talked about. And with that Spirit comes wisdom. Oh, I tell you, we need wisdom. We need to be able to spiritually discern things in our lives, in our everyday lives. You know, Job, in the 28th chapter of Job, verse 12, he says, but where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. Where, he says. He says, man can't find it. But I tell you, here we have a place where wisdom is dealt out, if you will, where we can go to the Lord, to the throne of grace. In James, first chapter, he says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all things liberally. And I tell you, if there's ever a day we need wisdom, we need it now. I have looked as we have gone through these trying times, and we've had churches that don't meet, churches that do meet, and there's been strife even among them. Well, they should be doing this, and they should be doing that. And that's if there ever was a time for church autonomy, it's now. Our local body, we trust that we pray to God that he give us the wisdom and guide us by his Spirit into the things that we should do. And I tell you, brethren, he does. You know, in Proverbs 3 and 4, one of the most famous pieces of scripture there is says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. How often I forget that the tools I have in this world, that I can bow down to God, to the throne of grace, that we're a place where we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We can go to that place and we can say, Lord, help. Lord, guide us. And as I was saying, I've been on every side of this coronavirus thing. But I tell you, the best thing I believe is what's good for us. We need to pray to the Lord, and he will direct our paths. And over in Mississippi, you pray to the Lord, he'll direct your paths, because it's not the same everywhere. And I tell you, the Lord giveth wisdom. You know, Solomon, that was 1 Kings there, about chapter 3, after he was made king, that's what he asked the Lord for. What a noble thing. And the Lord said that. He said, it's a special thing that, well, I'll go to it. 1 Kings chapter 3. Solomon said, "And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee." What a noble thing to ask for wisdom. And he had it. He got people came from near and far to for him to judge the affairs. The queen that came and says, "The half, I'd heard all this, but the half had been not been told me." He had wisdom, but you know what? He didn't. The end of Solomon was not like the beginning, because he had many wives and started following after other gods, and they polluted his mind and his service to the Lord. But if we, it says, "Any man that lacketh wisdom, let him ask." And I tell you, may we narrow our focus and ask for that wisdom and follow after the Lord. And he'll grant us that. And I believe he grants us through his Spirit. I tell you, the Lord communicates with his people now when he sends his Spirit down, whether it be by a preacher who preaches with the power and demonstration of the Spirit, or maybe you're in prayer, troubled, not knowing how to deal with a conflict in your life, a trial in your life. I tell you, the Lord sins. You know, remember Elijah. And the Lord answered Elijah out of the whirlwind. There was a great fire, an earthquake, but the Lord wouldn't end those. But then a still, small voice. In Isaiah, I believe it's, see if I can find it. Well, it's 25 or 26, but it's not 10. But it says, "There shall be a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye therein. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right." I tell you, the Lord is involved in his churches. And his Spirit is with us. And it guides us. It reveals things to us, but then it guides us, that we may walk in a way pleasing to him, and that we may make the right decisions every day of our life. If I could just remember to go to the Lord and ask for his guidance, he will direct us. Back to 1 Corinthians. And all these things, in verse 7, I'll back up to that, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom." You know, we get caught up in when would be the best time in this world to live, and we get caught up in saying how bad times are now. But we live in a time after the revelation of Jesus Christ, After, it says in Hebrews 1, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto the fathers in times past by the prophets, hath in these days spoken unto us by his Son. We have the Spirit of God. You know, in John 14, remember when Jesus, you know, when I see that, and I put myself in those apostles' shoes and the disciples, and I think, don't you know how sad they were when he's telling them, I'm going away. I'm going away. But he says, I will send another comforter, which is that Holy Ghost. And he sent it on the day of Pentecost, and it still is with us today in the church when we assemble ourselves together and worship in spirit and in truth. I tell you, the Lord is still good to his church. I worry about the state of the country, but I tell you, I can't change 250 million people. But our little church, our little congregations here in Texas that I serve to, may we go to the Lord. May you go to the Lord there. Say, Lord, what would thou have me to do? What is the way wherein we should walk? You know, that spirit, I'm getting tangled up in the spirit here, but we have that spirit placed in us upon the new birth. He says in Ezekiel 36, 26, I will put my spirit in him. Then in chapter 8 of Romans, it says, his spirit beareth witness with our spirit. When that spirit is preached, when the gospel is preached in spirit, I tell you, it strikes a chord within us. And it bears witness. It says that we are sons of God. And if sons, then heirs. Let me run over there. The Spirit itself beareth, verse 16, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. I tell you, that spirit within us, when it meets the spirit sent down from God, it strikes a chord and it sends a message that we are the children of God and joint heirs of Christ. But the Lord grants us still his spirit to guide us in our paths here in this world. First Corinthians again. And he says, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. And then last verse again, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? None of us. But he says, but we have the mind of Christ. We have the ability, the capability. We have the Spirit with us to guide us in our daily lives. That's all I have. Thank you.